Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, so many times there's innovations in healthcare, and some of them are okay, some of them are good, and some of them are just, holy cow, how did I not hear about this sooner? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. It's one of those holy cow moments. And many of us have heard about the molecule glutathione. And glutathione is often called the master antioxidant. And so years ago, we were told oxidative stress was the major cornerstone of aging. But some people don't think that's so true anymore, but it's still very important that we control oxidative stress. Remember, that's where we kind of rust from the inside out and we break down and degenerate at a cellular level. But also then came along the inflammation model, and everyone said, oh, we're too inflamed, and you certainly cannot argue with that. Certainly many mornings we've talked about inflammation and strategies to reduce and control inflammation in the body, and that's all important as well. And then we started talking about detoxification, and everybody wants to detox or cleanse or some sort of aspect to that. And detoxification certainly is important. The cleaner our system is, the better it runs, just like any engine or anything that you're trying to keep running and keep going. But what if we could improve all three of those?
Ooh.
And that's what glutathione does. It's the master antioxidant. It is a major molecule in the liver that helps to detox the body, and it is very important in the controlling of inflammation. The challenge has been getting glutathione into the body. And every cell of your body makes it, but like so many things, as we age, we make less and less and less. And so then we become more susceptible to oxidative stress and toxins and inflammation. And so recently, some researchers up in Canada discovered that, okay, we can't get glutathione into the body, but maybe we can get some precursors into the body. And we've tried that many times with things like N-acetylcysteine and cysteine itself. But even those don't raise glutathione's levels very, very much. And so now we have a new molecule that has been discovered that gets into the body, gets into the cell, and over time raises your overall glutathione levels 30 to 35%. And that may not sound like a lot, but we actually lose about 40% as we age. And so we're making up the major portion of that with this supplement. And so glutathione is always in the news. You could Google any condition: glutathione and hypertension, glutathione and high cholesterol, glutathione and heart disease, glutathione and diabetes. And you're going to see that it plays a major role in healing and repairing those conditions. And so everybody can benefit. Everybody can prevent a lot of these conditions. And I would think it's something that the listeners would be very interested in learning more about. So if you want to learn more about, just contact the office, 812-346-4181, and we'd be happy to answer your questions and show you what the product looks like, etc. So 812-346-4181, and you know, it's way better than an injection or infusion, which you have to do repeatedly just to sustain any level of glutathione elevation. So this gets your levels elevated 24/7, and that's what we want.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.